everybody. Hope you all had a lovely holiday break, giving gifts too and fighting with your family. So I wanted to remind you guys that the Corolla Family Barbecue is fast approaching. Saturday, June 18th, 2022 is the day. Lit, Loxy, The Smoke and Kills, and a ton of your favorite ACS comedians will be there soaking up the sun, food, and booze. We hope you're going to be there, too. We have a pre-sale that went quickly, so I decided to open this thing up. I am adding 100 extra tickets for this year's barbecue. That's 100 extra tickets. Bundles, barbecue, bar crawl. Take your pick and do it quickly. These are going to go fast. When the tickets are sold out, the only way you'll be able to get into the event is through the Case Club at CorollaDrinks.com. We can't wait to see you guys in June for the third annual Corolla Family Barbecue. Oh, my God, it's exciting.
Yeah, we talked a little bit today about the energy around cannabis that still goes on, projection, how people project their own stuff onto us, old clips, and old tweets, really, and then an old Jimmy Carter clip from like 45 years ago.
First, here's Geico. Do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. Dr. Drew's board.
Enough said. Yeah.
You going there, Drew? What's going on?
So I was thinking about, I was talking to a woman on my streaming show who had cannabis addiction, which is something family members of my own have had to deal with. And I've certainly treated for patients many, many times. And she was just telling her story. She was a former comedian.
But it's natural, Drew.
I was stunned that even now, people.
It's just a natural occurring
I know.
In nature.
Yeah, I know. It's a plant.
You're right. Your car has a radiator and a cooling system, right?
Yes, right.
You have to flush that out, but with natural.
Yeah, you put plant products through it. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, pot's natural. Okay?
Okay, I got it.
And that's why that's the issue. The other stuff.
You have receptors in your brain for pot.
Is
God put that there.
Yeah, it helps. it alleviates.
And did you see it prevents Omicron transmission?
Yeah.
It's the latest research.
Sure.
Rub it on your nose.
So what? People are pissed at you?
Well, I was surprised. I was so accustomed to it back in the day, including I think Joe Rogan got pissed at me one time for, talking about treating cannabis addiction.
It's a weird, it's this. All right.
Let's for the record. I am not saying that everyone is not heroin. I'd rather have someone on cannabis than heroin. Yes. It's not addictive for everyone. Correct. It's better than alcohol. Absolutely. And yet still some people get into trouble with it.
Well, I would say this, couple things. People always compare it to alcohol. But I always say this. I go home and have a drink at night. But if I had a drink before I left the house in the morning, that would be pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
And the problem with weed is it's sprinkled all throughout the calendar and the clock for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. A lot of people get up, have a toke, and then go to work or whatever it is. And so while alcohol is more dangerous than weed, I feel like if you're going to wake and bake, I would rather have you have a drink at night than get up, bake, and head out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it is interesting in that the substance itself is safer, but the percentage of people that get up and toke and then go about their day versus the folks that get up, I know plenty of people who drink. I don't know anyone who gets up and has a glass of red wine at 8:45 in the morning and then goes about whatever their
business
is.
Unless they're really in trouble, in which case it's not red wine.
Right.
It's something
right.
just to replace the alcohol.
But also, it all feels to me like, you know, everybody tries to downplay their addiction.
Right.
That's the number one thing. Right. So the people who do are the heavy drinkers, they tell you, I have a glass of wine with my meal. Yeah. You know, it gets sort of downgraded.
Of course. I work hard. I play hard. I'm a good old boy. They'll use a million euphemisms to hide it or to justify it or to downgrade it.
It seems to me that if people just had a relationship with pot, which is, I like it, it alters me, maybe I'm addicted to it, I don't know, then that's one thing. But the problem is they've launched a campaign to turn it into something that it isn't.
Right.
It's good for you, essentially.
Only. So, only. Can only be. Not it's good for you and, no, only. It's the Lord's drug.
Right. And I'm saying, you know.
There is no such drug.
You treat it. If you treat it like a donut, you go, look, I have a donut here and again. It's no big deal. I'm fine. I get my exercise. Yeah. But they're trying to sell it as donuts are good for you because they like donuts.
Yeah.
And my thing is, look, everyone has their, you know, their foibles. And a lot of people like to have a drink. A lot of people like to do a lot of stuff.
Mm.
Watch a little internet porn or whatever it is. Just throw it into that hamper.
Sure.
That's fine. The problem is a weird defensiveness where you made this sort of a lifestyle, and now you're defending your lifestyle by saying it's good for you, essentially.
Look, they've actually – not only that, but the people that are having trouble with it have now developed an entire sort of discipline called responsible harm reduction using, which is like, whoa, dude, if you're at that point where you're having to manage the use – it's because the consequences are mounting. You got to look at this. And I'm not saying, oh, my God, you have to stop immediately. I'm saying you pay attention. And by the way, by all means, get control over it before you lose control, because people can control their substance use earlier on, no matter what the substance is.
Right.
So get on it and just pay attention. And again, it's only maybe 10% of people that have this problem, but that's out of 100 million users.
The answer is always in the reaction.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're just talking about a substance that alters you.
Somebody's just telling their story of how their relationship with the substance played out.
And everyone has a different relationship.
She's vilifying the drug. Vilifying it. Right. She hates the drug. It's like, no. She loved the drug. She loved it.
Why are you protesting so much?
Yeah.
It feels so transparent to me. Like, you just like getting stoned all the time.
Well, let's
be it. And look, if you can get stoned all the time, and you can work and you can have a family and you can have relationships, then fine. But it's sort of like saying, I eat donuts all the time. I'm not fat. It's like, good for you.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make donuts good for you.
Right.
It just means you really like donuts and you're able to manage it.
And there's a lot of, you drink, you're fat.
Right.
I know you are, but what am I?
Yeah.
So now take that projection, the defensive projection, and now let's apply it to the political scene today.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it the same shit going on?
Yeah.
You're in the tribe of we love weed and it's the best drug. We can't look at anything else. You're a bad person. Mm-hmm. You're vilifying. Mm-hmm. They go all the way to the other side of the boat with the conversation, which is, again, I'm not used to this. It's primitive. Mm-hmm. That is primitive thinking. I always thought thinking was about, hey, let's reason and think about it. Let's look at it. Let's talk about it. No.
It was interesting because I interviewed Scott Baio on my podcast last week, and he went out and campaigned with Reagan.
Mm.
And he's like, I've always been a Republican, and it was no big deal. I could just work in this town. That didn't make a difference. Mm-hmm. People knew where I was politically, and that was fine with them.
People forget Reagan was the president of the Screen Actors Guild.
Right.
Before he was governor.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
No longer today. Drew, your mic's driving me nuts.
What's it doing?
It's not doing anything. You just pull it down and turn it up.
I was afraid to touch it for fear it would start to drift and stuff.
There's,
do you want me to? I'll do it.
Yes.
Okay.
Drew has.
I'll do it.
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
That's good?
That's good. Yeah. All right, Dr. Drew. All right, well, there's a Love Boat.
Oh, yeah, there is.
I don't know if you saw Dick Van Patten open a can of whoop-ass on Rue McClanahan.
Oh, yes, I did.
Historic. Oh. That was awesome.
And the hard part about it was the whole way they kept telegraphing that, and I thought, not this guy, not the way he's playing the character. And then, boom, out of nowhere, he starts wailing on her.
On a cruise.
On a cruise. It chases her into the bathroom and wails on her there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was delighted by that because I first off, Dick Van Patten is the least of all the guys.
To do that.
Right.
Yeah, and he played a character that was even a downgrade of Dick Van Patten for that.
Right.
Like seeming like, they no,
do,
no.
They do a lot of one of the tropes in the series, we talk about the comedy trope department.
Yeah.
Is that saw it all whenever things got heavy, at some point the captain or the counselor or the principal or something would intervene.
Yeah.
And they would tell him, stay out of this. This is none of your business.
Right.
You know, could you imagine that today? I mean, could you imagine the principal of the school going, we think you're beating your 13-year-old. And you go, this is between Timmy and me. Mind your own business. And I would get indignant and storm out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then the principal would be like, I guess I can't say anything.
Yeah.
Imagine floating that today.
Well, can I take us on a brief sidebar? I was in Texas last week, and it was really interesting because I had several conversations with people at restaurants and things where they're like, how do you like it? We do it. No one gets in our way. We're free to do whatever we want here. We don't nobody's going to tell us what to do. And here's the comedy. It struck me like, doesn't somebody need to tell you what to do? You could run out of control. You're a maniac. Doesn't the government need to tell you how to behave? That was me.
Right.
I had that thought.
Right.
And I thought, oh, shit, I have been fully indoctrinated here in California. Fully. Mm. It struck me as sort of scary and weird. And I thought, okay, well, maybe there's – and then I had a day and a half conversation with myself about regulations I've bristled against, you know, in my office or in practicing medicine. And the reason COVID was such a shit show is because medicine went all the way into just regulations and just being an employee, not doing your job if you're not sanctioned, told to do it. So good job, everybody. But there is a middle ground. There is a place where people can get some OSHA guidance on how to, you know, do your – I was thinking about how to package biohazardous material, which I never have in my office, ever, ever, ever. And yet I have to have all that standing by,
right,
blah, blah,
right.
blah. And but it was just – it was in a weirdly a moment for me.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your thoughts? Is that moment that I was experiencing the result of indoctrination, pure and simple? Or am I – is there a middle ground here that I'm sort of becoming sensitive to? You know what I'm saying? Do you get the question?
Yeah. I mean, there is that – there's always that thing when you come from California, if you see people walking around without a mask.
It immediately strikes you. Immediately. That's right. We're here. Phew. That's usually the way I react. Usually it's like, oh, good. Okay, right. We're in Texas. We can walk around without a mask. And no one's going to fuck with you. It's the other thing. But then when they really assert their sense of free – and freedom and the virtue that they experience with that, I thought I was sort of libertarian. I thought I would react positively to that, but I had a weird pullback. Very weird.
Yeah, it's the whole thing is interesting to me that so many people want to be governed in such a way.
It's weird,
very,
right?
It's very counterintuitive.
Well, we've
to
been
me.
Saying about that the whole pandemic. Like, who wants to do that to somebody, and then who would like that done unto them? Very confusing.
Yeah. Well, again, I think it's the crate training and the dog thing. They like the security, a false security.
And by the way, wasn't the left always the one? Hey, man, leave me alone. I want to be what I want to be. I want to get high. You know,
right. That's what California was supposed to be.
Right.
A bunch of people coming here doing their own thing.
Man,
not regulated into the ground,
and to be fair, those of you who don't live here, it's more than just regulation. It's a whole way of being out here. You know, it's a way of you walk around feeling different, like there's somebody up your ass all the time, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's kind of what super high gas prices are kind of aggressive taxes are. It's this thing you can't escape. You can't go in the bathroom and shut the door
right.
and get away from it. It's just there.
And yet the Texans.
Okay, Drew.
All right. Tommy John, everybody. Enough complaining. Let 2022 be the year you don't put up with BS. That's right. Start with your scratchy, stained old sweatpants. Give an upgrade to your ass, to your butt, excuse me. It deserves and it deserves to lounge like a champ with Tommy John. Did you know they have loungewear? And it's under the same guarantee as the underwear? It is. Start the year wearing Tommy John. You'll be much more comfortable and do everything better. Underwear has breathable, lightweight, moisture-wicking fabric with four times the stretch of competing brands, plus luxurious, soft loungewear. Try the loungewear. So comfortable, you'll wear them everywhere. Over 17 million pairs sold. Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics. Corolla, Pinsky, fanatics. From new underwear to loungewear. All backed by the best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free. And that is guaranteed. Right, Matt?
Get 20% off your first order right now at TommyJohn.com/ADS. That's TommyJohn.com/ADS for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/ADS. See site for details.
All right. So I had first things first, I Gary was able to dig up that Jimmy Carter rock and roll president speech.
Oh, yeah.
That will play for you just because it's going to sound exactly like it came from Joe Biden's mouth, you know, 1 year ago.
Wow.
And this was from 1980.
And I have a little more Love Boat, too, later.
We'll play the clip.
Okay.
Not to correct you, but 76.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's when he was elected.
Oh, this is the DNC. He was elected in 77, so this is the DNC in December of 76.
The first one you found, or Chris found, I think, was from 1980.
That could be true,
76. Okay.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Our nation has seen a failure of leadership. We've been hurt, and we've been disillusioned. We've seen a wall go up that separates us from our own government. We've lost some precious things that historically have bound our people and our government together. It's now time for healing. We want to have faith again. We want to be proud again. We just want the truth again. It's time for the people to run the government and not the other way around.
That was what, 2 weeks ago? More than 40 years.
Best turn my mic on. 45 years ago.
Yeah. 45 years ago.
He just wants the truth.
Yeah. 45 years ago.
Going to heal because we're going to heal with the truth.
Well, it worked. He was a genius. It worked. It worked beautifully.
He's a brilliant president.
It worked pretty beautifully.
Yeah.
We were all healed after that.
That's right. He healed the economy real good.
Oh.
All right. So what? Do you have more Love Boat?
So the other thing about Love Boat, there was a long Betty White, Carol Channing thread through the whole thing. Mm. And I had not seen Betty White that young in a long time. And by that young, we did the math. She was like 60, right? And my wife, Susan, goes, she's like 45 here, right? Because the cotton candy hair and all the bullshit, they start that in their 40s.
Right.
And I was like, yes, people in their 40s did look 60 then, but I think Betty had good hand, and I think she's 60. And something I did not really think – this is just a little homage to her. I didn't think about her as, number one, talented. Like she can sing and dance. Like you can see it. Like she really has – talent, and she was pretty, which I don't think of her that way either. But she was really very pretty in this, and I'm gonna give her a fourth compliment. She her acting was superior to everybody. I believe what she was doing, as opposed to everybody else in there who was doing vaudeville. You know,
Carol Channing.
All right, right.
It's like acting next to an amusement park, you know.
Well, you know, the irony is we mentioned the Rue McClanahan thing. Carol Channing was regularly beaten by her husband.
Oh, really?
That's all sort of coming out now. Yeah. So there you go.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more of the show right after this. Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there, owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com. All right. So we have I told Gary to scour for this article from an prominent immunologist out of Tel Aviv University.
Okay.
Basically, he just said, look, we fucked up this whole thing.
Yes.
And it's time for you guys to admit it.
Yes. Yeah. Particularly as it pertains to lockdowns, in particular, schools and lockdowns, in particular, and maybe masking, but all right. of them have masking. But schools and lockdowns, categorical failures. And here's the comedy. Again, I can't think of it any other way except comically. So now it's very clear, this thing. If you've been vaxxed and boosted, this thing is mild. I've seen more cases than I can count. Mm-hmm. And if you've had vaxxed without a booster, it can kick your ass a little bit. If you've been unvaxxed, it will kick your ass. Both Delta and Omicron will kick your ass a bit. But okay, that's up to you. But in spite of everybody – like I was at NBC this morning. Mm-hmm. Everybody's required to be vaxxed. Mm-hmm. Everybody's required to be tested that morning. Rapid
right.
test.
Right.
And guess what? Doubling down on everything.
Right.
Masks, face shields, gloves. And I say good because everybody will then start to get the feel for how excessive this has been all the way along. Because mm-hmm. you can see now when it's completely purposeless as opposed to marginally purposeful, they can't let go. They're going with it.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah. All right. Do you have the article there, Gary?
Yeah. You want me to just read it?
Sure.
All right. Let's see here. I'm going to try to pronounce this gentleman's name, and I'm very sorry if I get it wrong. It's Professor Eud Kimron from Tel Aviv University, head of the Department of Microbiology and Immunology. Ministry of Health, it's time to admit failure. In the end, the truth will always be revealed, and the truth about the coronavirus policy is beginning to be revealed. When the destructive concepts collapse one by one, there is nothing left but to tell the experts who led the management of the pandemic, we told you so. 2 years late, you finally realize that a respiratory virus cannot be defeated and that any such attempt is doomed to fail.
Yes.
You do not admit it because you have admitted almost no mistake in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Still, in retrospect, it is clear that you have failed miserably in almost all of your actions, and even the media is already having a hard time covering your shame.
Yeah, it's true.
Despite years of observations and scientific knowledge, you refuse to admit that the infection comes in waves that fade by themselves. You insisted on attributing every decline of a wave solely to your actions. And so, through false propaganda, quote, you overcame the plague. And again, you defeated it. And again, and again, and again. You refuse to admit that mass testing is ineffective despite your own contingency plans explicitly stating so. And then he cites a specific plan. You refuse to admit that recovery is more protective than a vaccine, despite previous knowledge and observation showing that non-recovered vaccinated people are more likely to be infected than recovered people. You refuse to admit that the vaccinated are contagious despite the observations. Based on this, you hope to achieve herd immunity by vaccination. You failed at that as well. You insisted on ignoring the fact that disease is dozens of times more dangerous for risk groups and older adults than for young people who are not in risk groups, despite knowledge that came from China as early as 2020.
Dozens of times is generous. Maybe hundreds of times. Go ahead.
You refused to adopt the Barrington Declaration, signed by more than 60,000 scientists and medical professionals or other common sense programs. You chose to ridicule, slander, and discredit them. Instead of the right programs and people, you have chosen professionals who lack relevant training for pandemic management. Mm. Physicists as chief government advisors, yeah. veterinarians, yeah. security officers, media personnel, and so on.
Yep.
You have not set up an effective system for reporting side effects from the vaccine, and reports on side effects have even been deleted from your Facebook page. Doctors avoid linking side effects to the vaccine, lest you persecute them as you did to some of their colleagues. You have ignored many reports of changes in menstrual intensity and menstrual cycle times. You hid data that allowed for objective and proper research. For example, you removed the data on passengers at Ben-Gurion Airport. Instead, you chose to publish non-objective articles together with senior Pfizer executives on the effectiveness and safety of vaccines. Irreversible damage to trust. However, from the heights of your hubris, you have also ignored the fact that the truth will be revealed in the end, and it begins to be revealed. The truth is that you have brought the public's trust in you to an unprecedented low, and you have eroded your status as a source of authority.
All right. Well, there it is.
It's brilliant.
Well,
yeah. Where'd you see it?
I heard it on Dennis Prager's show.
Did he interview the guy?
I saw it on CNN this morning.
Yeah, right. Here a couple things about
I saw it on NPR.
So Omicron, which was 3-4 times more powerful than the previous outbreaks, we have essentially done nothing. And it came and it's going. Mm-hmm. It comes and it goes. It's what it does. Yeah. It comes and goes. That's what the virus does. The virus does what the virus does. Maybe you change the time course. Maybe. And to that point, you know, the early lockdowns and stuff like that. Okay, I get it. We were trying to figure shit out. I get it. We did. But once it was clear, and it was clear after about 3 months, we got to start backing up. Instead, if you remember, particularly here in Los Angeles, remember the yellow, red, green categories, orange? And those were absolutely arbitrary, nonsensical, not achievable.
Listen.
And I kept saying I was doing a news broadcast. I kept saying, we're not going there. It's not possible. They just made these numbers up, and it's not something achievable.
I was talking to Max Zapata about my tweet when I call everyone a pussy, maybe at the end of August of 2020. And he said, it's that everyone got pissed because you call him a pussy. You know, that's Drew's thing.
Yeah.
Why are you insulting people? Right. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm 1,000% into insulting these fucking idiots who willfully participated in this.
I feel bad for people.
They participated in this.
Hey,
they
blame the leaders.
They swam. No.
All right.
They swam in it. They drank of it. Mm-hmm. They wallowed in it. They lived in it. And they never went out and tried to get any kind of alternate information. Yeah. And they're all the big chorus of shouting down everyone and calling them nut job conspiracy theories. If anyone had any information about natural immunity or the Wuhan lab leak or anything, they all joined a chorus to shout these people down. So fuck you, pussies.
Well, they'll apologize.
You got what you deserved. You voted in these people, and then you backed them, even when the overwhelming evidence suggested that it was against the people you voted in. You just stuck with them. You stuck with them, and fuck you. But you deserve it then.
Here's the part that is genuinely confusing.
It couldn't have been done without the pussies. It couldn't have been. There's no – look. Gavin Newsom is neutered if nobody goes along with what
–
there's nothing they can do if you don't go along with it. But you guys not only went along with it but shouted down the people like myself who were saying open the schools and leave us alone on the beach and all this shit. You all went with it. And thus,
we got to bring back.
I'm not going to treat you nicely.
I don't want to give your team more work, but I'd love to bring back old pods and see what we were talking about a year and a half ago to see how vigorous we were. I bet we were fairly vigorous even then.
Well, like I said, I went on the doctors and he tried to pass this thing off. And I said, no. I mean, it's been a long time.
But here's the part that genuinely confuses
me. Schools. I got to find some of my school tweets, Gary.
Well, I want to see me. I was on the news the night they decided to close, and I was like, "Who told you to do that? What? There's there's some scientists. Where did this come from? It's the right thing to do." I was like, "Where? Who? What's the evidence? There was never evidence for anything."
What I don't understand is why would anyone listen to these people? All they are is wrong.
Well, why aren't? Well, here's the deal. Everybody got something wrong this pandemic. To be fair, I'll give everybody a couple of wrongs. But the doubling down on everything and not admitting you're wrong for 18 months, that's not good. That's not good. But here's the part I'm actually confused about. The whole fucking world signed up for this. I can't understand how – I get Canada. Easy. How did it get going in Sri Lanka and then Brazil?
Because once pop culture got a hold of it, who wants to fly in the face of pop culture?
Pop culture meaning something established.
You're going to end up like me out on an island talking about the Beastie Boys. Right. Every time I tell everyone how much the Beastie Boys suck, I get a room of angry Dumbos.
Okay, so angry Dumbos is the fear, but I'm so stunned that it the contagion was so effective. The only way I can understand is the impact of American culture is more than we know, I guess.
Around the world.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or China, because they were all emulating China's response. That's where it started.
Right.
So I don't know. I'd love any of our callers, please, if you have information, anthropology, ideas about this, what happened here? How did it get so out of control? And it just went everywhere.
Where was my LA teachers? When was this from, Gary? Oh,
February 2021.
February.
A year ago.
2021. LA teachers either don't want to go back to work or are cowards. Those are the only two options.
Or both.
Or both. Yeah, they're both. Let's see. You read them.
This one's from January. CA schools aren't reopening because it's symbolic. It would never say we are back to normal, and California has never been normal. That one's also from February.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we use schools as, well, if schools are closed, then why can't restaurants be closed?
Right.
Once it's all but it's like the schools are closed.
Yeah.
So when there's a natural disaster and schools are closed, well, then it means everything else is on the table to be closed.
I had not thought about that.
And if schools are open, then the question is, then why aren't restaurants open? So if you're trying to control everybody, just close the schools, and then you go, the schools are closed. Of course it's a disaster.
Oh, my God. You're so right.
Thank you. Go ahead, Gary. Sorry.
We must reopen schools, but safely so the unions feel safe. How long you sheep going to shut up? That one's also from February 2021.
I can imagine the response.
I like the go ahead.
February 16th, Florida schools never closed. Meanwhile, in the rest of the country, kids are a year behind. That's all we need, a bunch of smart Floridians. People are going to be transferring from MIT to Florida State. We're going to be screwed when they're our overlords.
That's funny.
That's funny.
Did Texas close schools?
If they did it, they did it for 10 minutes.
Yeah,
I'm curious what some of
November 2020, keep the schools closed till it's safe.
I'm wondering what the response from the school teachers' unions were.
To your
I can go try to find these. This is from January. You're quoting a tweet about recalling Gavin Newsom. It says, let's do this. School's still closed because this tard is a shill for the teachers' union.
Okay. Well, that made me very unpopular. Why? Because brown kids and Mexican kids and black kids got hit the hardest, obviously.
Still getting hit the
hardest. Oh, yeah. But what do I care?
Right. You don't care. You want them to be harmed.
This or is something. Thing. I don't know what it is. They're a year behind in school. Their math scores are fucking through the floorboards and reading and everything else.
Here is the thing that people need to bring to consciousness. Everybody wants to go to the same place. Everyone wants everybody to go to success and thriving island where everybody gets to thrive and succeed. We just have disagreements about how we get there. But to say that one group doesn't want that and the other group does want that is unfair. It's not true. Everybody wants to get everybody as good as they can be.
Well, it's the argument you make when you don't have evidence.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
I have the LA Teachers Union response if you like.
Yeah, let's hear it.
It's a big picture.
What's it from? When's it from?
It's February 20th, 2021.
All right.
This is posted to their Facebook page. It's a picture of you, and it says, entitlement alert. Adam Carolla calls Los Angeles teachers cowards from his new $7.3 million mansion in La Quinata.
I remember that.
And then the accompanying text says, teachers are working, Adam Carolla, but entitlement blinds you. Many of the communities we serve have COVID-19 levels 15 times greater than Lowe's in La Quinata. Public schools are a reflection of the communities they serve. Your wealthy community has been spared the devastation our communities feel every day. Hashtag Adam Carolla. Hashtag entitlement alert. Hashtag make it safe.
And I remember Adam's response, the house is $8 million or something like that.
No, they said they did an earlier one where they said sitting in your $7 million house. Yeah. So I said 7.3. Because I'm in accuracy, Drew. Well, oh, Gary will find that. Maybe we'll bring it up in the
next show.
The next show. Yeah. You guys can go to adamcarolla.com for all the live shows. Coming up February 6th, Bray Improv. I'll be taping a live show there. Dennis Quaid, Bill Shatner will be up on stage with me. And you can check out all our stuff on the YouTube page. YouTube.com/Adam Carolla. A lot of free videos and stand up there. Drew?
I'd like to see the Carolla world over at After Dark, Dr. Drew After Dark. And if you show up there, if you like me being uncomfortable, if you like that here, oh, my God, that happens, really gets going in the next couple of weeks over there. Also, Dr. Drew at TVD, we do a streaming show on a regular basis. Great guest.
So, till next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.